I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, and welcome to Easy Being Green, the podcast where we talk about how to live a more sustainable life. And today we're talking about the home. I'm Taylor Powers. That's Deanne Tetzel. So let's talk about the energy in your home.
Yeah, we've talked on some previous episodes about transportation, things outside, but in the place that we spend most of our time, what are some things we can do? One of the things I've been thinking about a lot lately, I actually had a friend come over and comment on the light bulbs I had in my kitchen and say, why don't you have LEDs? And we've been putting LEDs in as they burn out. But His point was, there's so much heat being put out by these light bulbs, let alone that they are not energy efficient, the ones we currently have, that he said it's worth it to go and replace these right now. And, you know, you've got the whole thing. I don't want to throw anything away if I don't have to. But it really got me thinking. And as I was researching a little bit for today's episode, I learned a lot about just LED bulbs, or they're called light emitting diodes. They use up to 85% less energy than traditional bulbs. So, and they can last up to 25 years. So
I
didn't know that either.
Did you also read about the CFLs, the compact fluorescent lights?
Yeah, the CFLs, they use up to 75% less energy is one of the things that I was in the article that I was reading from the New York Times. And they can last for 10 years. But if you have any of those in your house, and we do, they can be slow to brighten. They kind of do a slow fade.
Oh, yes. I do have some of those for sure then.
And I think you have to be really careful in disposing of those, because I think some of them have lead.
Oh,
so okay. I've been
so
really
LED
careful.
Is so more, it's the better
I think
better
LED
way to go.
Is the way to go at this point.
Do you know this? Because I'm a big like ambiance and environment, and I don't really know a whole lot about the light bulb atmosphere. We moved into an apartment and they had everything already laid out, and you know, as light bulbs die out, which none of them have yet, I'll replace them with LEDs. But do they have them in all different types of shades, and like the really like kind of orangey ones?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's becoming more available to do that kind of thing. I know that also people have been switching to them more and more and more over like the last 10 years, and it's our energy use in our country has actually gone down in the last 10 years, and that's a big reason why people are switching to these more efficient light bulbs. It's something that we, again, you know, you're thinking, yeah, when they burn out, we go replace them, what's the best thing? And then in the time that they last, things can change again. So I think that's what I realized in doing a little bit of research, and with my friends saying this, that I might be better off actually getting those light bulbs I have out of my house, because they do put out heat. There's so much heat that comes out from them. So I've got my air conditioner fighting it right now. And plus, it's better light and they'll last for a really long time. So
yeah. Sounds like it's worth it. All right. Then I'm going to challenge myself to go home and look at all of the light bulbs and figure out what type they are and if I need to switch them, and just do it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that too. And I guess it's like an 80% reduction in energy if you switch out into those bulbs. So that's a big part of what Americans are already doing. And if we're not doing it, it's a pretty easy thing to do.
It is.
And especially knowing they'll last that long makes you feel better about the investment that you make. So
actually, you know what? I think that my apartment probably does have them, because I did just a few weeks ago, we got this notification that they were going to be coming in to make changes to do more efficient water usage. So changing all of the faucets to add aerators and like the lower stream shower heads. So if they're doing that, then they probably already are on the light game.
Yeah, they're thinking about it, yeah. It sounds like, yeah. Which is good.
And if you do live in an apartment complex, you can bring things up to the management and, you know, just say it would mean, you know, it's important to me to live in a sustainable place. And I'm sure a lot of other people in the complex would feel the same. And I'm sure they would be open to it. And if not, if you're open to being the person that goes door to door and get signatures, then they would, you know.
Exactly.
They want to accommodate and make their tenants happy. So you can make changes even just by asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help your neighbors out too.
Yeah. I have some kind of just little tips that I had never even thought of. I did some research. One of them is going to your water heater and lowering the setting to warm instead of hot. It still has a top temperature of 120 degrees, but it's not using so much hot water. Like, do you ever, you know, run your, you know, when you're doing the dishes or something and you scald your hand and you have to move it? When you have it on that scalding, when you don't have your hands out of the water, you're wasting so much heat.
That is a really good one that we don't even think about. It just sits down there in the basement or the storage room or wherever. And I love that idea. Yep. I'm going to check that, too. We just got a new hot water heater. So I'm going to see what the plumber put it on.
Change the setting to warm instead of hot.
Love it.
You can also do your laundry in a warm or a cold setting. You don't have to do it on hot. And I've started actually trying to dry a lot of my clothes on the balcony instead of in the dryer. Yep. I hate the way that my clothes feel. It was a big thing I wouldn't do because I like my clothes to be soft, but it's really not as bad as I perceived it to be.
Yeah, you know, I do that too. I dry a lot of my clothes either in the house, like over things if they're damp from, you know, the washer. But I do have a little drying rack, and since it's been so warm here in Utah, I've been taking that outside and putting a lot of things on hangers and just letting literally with the heat. In 15 to 20 minutes, they're dry.
It's crazy.
And you kind of get that, a little bit of that fresh air feeling into the clothes, too. But one thing that I've done, and if they feel kind of not like they need that dryer feel, I'll stick them in just on an air.
Yeah, just throw them on like the wrinkle guard or whatever for, you know, 5 minutes instead of having them run for an hour.
Yeah. And if you really do have clothes like towels and stuff like that, sometimes, they feel a lot better from the dryer. Run it at night. I know that a lot of our appliances, if you run them later at night, it's less taxing on your systems. You know, the dishwasher, the dryer, all of them.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
Cool. Another one is, they call these vampire outlets or vampire electricity, and it's just any appliance or just anything that plugs in that still uses energy even when it's off or when you're not using it. So like a fan or a coffee machine, you know, the things that display the clock. If you don't need 12 clocks in your house, you can just unplug some of them, and it makes it a lot easier using power strips because you can just turn the power strip off rather than going through and unplugging everything in your house. Just try to use power strips. And when you leave the house or when you're done using something, just flip the switch.
I love that idea of using the power strips. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I noticed our toaster, if it just shows, it displays a little kind of where it is in the darker, lighter setting always. So we just are constantly pulling that plug out because we don't need to have that sucking energy.
It's like if you ever stay at an Airbnb and you get there and everything is unplugged because they're not going to pay for all of that extra energy when it's not being used. So, of course, they're going to go around and unplug everything when it's not being used because that's going to add up. Yeah. So, and I personally haven't energized my home. I de-energized my home. So I'm excited. I'm going to look at all of my bills and I'm going to go through my entire house. I'm going to make sure the light bulbs are LED. I'm going to do the power strips and try to unplug everything that I don't need plugged in. Another one I bet is like the charging toothbrushes. You don't always need it in the charger. It charges and then you can just unplug it and And use it. Okay. So I just had
you know what we ought to do, though, is I think that's a great idea. Like, do a little challenge for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and we'll check our bills. And yeah. obviously, things can shift with the climate and stuff like that. But
yeah.
we're going to have at least one or two more months of hot summer weather here. So
yeah.
maybe we do these things that we're talking about, replace the bulbs, unplug stuff, things like that, try to run our things more at night, and then see in another month or two what our energy bills have
yeah.
done.
I have a guilty confession because we all make mistakes.
Hey, we're human.
So I left for a long weekend, Thursday to Sunday. And I left in the morning for work and then I went straight to the airport and I was rushed and I forgot to do the like leaving my house for the weekend checklist. I was in a rush and all I did was take out the trash and I forgot to do everything else. I came home on Sunday. The air conditioning was on, which I felt really bad about it, but it was nice because I got home pretty late and it was really hot. So part of me was relieved that it was cool in the house, even though I felt really guilty. And then I walked into my bedroom and my closet light was on.
Oh, well, I guess, you know, in a way, we can't just overnight be perfect
yeah.
in a lot of the things we've been talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it takes practice.
Yeah, it takes practice, and we're human, and we're going to make mistakes. I was trying to print something for this, to have some notes for this, and I accidentally printed something with the wrong way, and I thought, oh, here we go, wasting paper for my Easy Being Green podcast. But I put it in the recycle bin, and I put some in my pile that I use for note paper, so I try to at least reuse it. But anyway, the point is, we aren't all perfect. We won't be perfect overnight, but we can take these little steps that we've mm-hmm. been trying to share with you and make some changes that will benefit us,
yeah.
too,
yep.
and benefit
step
everybody.
Step by step, and the more practice we get, the better we'll get at it. And then it'll just be habits, you know? I even if I'm rushed, it'll still be a habit to go and, you know, put the AC up into the, you know, I don't know. I feel like 70, 75 would be a good temperature to leave it at. I don't want it to be 90 when I get home,
yeah.
so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Let's see. I have a few others that I found. One of them is a programmable thermostat. You can get one of those and you can just control it from your phone, like the Nest or some other ones. And that way you can, you know, schedule your thermostat when you're not home. So if you do leave the house and you forget to turn it off, or if you just have a schedule, you leave for work at this time every day, it'll drop. And then, you know, an hour before you get home from work, it will turn it back on for you.
I love that. We actually have two Nest thermostats. We have two heating and air conditioning systems in our house, and we have two Nest thermostats. And I've been running them, and I want to look into this a little bit more, but I just set them on the eco mode
because
I figured, okay, I don't have to think about it too much.
Right.
I'll let this thing learn. And So I have it set that way on kind of the cool and the heating temps. And it seems to work pretty well.
Yeah.
But I still feel like there's one part of our house we don't use as much. So I'd like to see if I can even change it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
maybe eco mode isn't the best mode for that one because we're not in that room as much.
Yeah, so you
or
don't
that
need
area
to control
of the house.
It.
Yeah, but I love the idea of that because then if you do find yourself away from home and you go, ah, did I do that? Did I turn that thing up? You can use your phone to check it. Sure.
Yeah. So those ones are good ones. Something else Deanne and I were just talking about was maintaining the appliances that control the energy in your house. And Deanne's husband was cleaning the air filters on the air conditioning and going outside and making sure there was nothing covering it, because the more efficient that those appliances are, like the cleaner they are, the more efficient they're going to be. So then they don't have to work as hard and use more energy.
Even the vents on your refrigerators and things like that, just take the vacuum, put the little thing in there and just kind of clean them around there because they will run more efficiently. And again, like Taylor's saying, use less energy.
Oh, speaking of refrigerator, you can also change the temperature in your fridge and your freezer because they don't need to be ice.
Right.
You can have your freezer be at, 0 to 5 degrees and your fridge at, 38 to 42.
It's better for your food, too, to not be almost
super
frozen.
Cold, yeah. So that's another one.
I love that. Great ideas.
Yeah.
These are all something we can do, whether, like we're saying, we're in an apartment complex or a house or a whatever.
And a lot of these you can do, like, today. You could just go home and make these few changes. There are some longer-term ones, you know, insulation in your home, looking for leaky windows. There's such thing as a water heater blanket to even insulate the water even more, to make it more efficient, so it doesn't have to do so much heating through the energy.
You know, I will say one more thing that we try to do when it's cool enough in the evening. In the morning, early, we'll open up the house and cool it off and give the air conditioning a break and cool the house off from the outside temperature. If it's too hot, there are some nights it's just too hot and it doesn't make sense to do that. But if it gets cool enough outside, we'll do that. We'll air out the house, cool down the house before kind of the heat of the day comes.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great way to do it, is using the natural air and the natural light. You know, in the winter months, if you have south-facing windows, just open them up, like open the blinds and curtains and get some natural light in there to heat it up.
Yeah, and obviously close them in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Wherever the sun is coming in, that side of the house. That makes a huge difference.
It does. Yep. It's hard for me because I have so many plants, so I need all the light I can get even in the summer when it gets really hot.
Yeah, making sure they get their little dose of vitamin D.
But I guess I could, you know, try to consolidate all my plants to just one window, get them their light, and then move them back. But I don't know. That's another challenge. I'm not ready for that one
yet. Not heading on to that one yet, the indoor house plants. But I think that's a good idea for now. Just put them in east and west facing windows.
Yeah. You can also ask your utility company to come and do a energy audit. Most companies will do this for free. They'll just come. They have a checklist and they'll help you go through everything.
I love that idea too.
Yeah. So that's a good one. I have one last thing, unless you have anything else.
No, I'm good.
Okay. This isn't really related to energy, but it's a surprise for Deanne because I signed us up for a volunteer day.
Oh, okay.
I signed us up for a river cleanup. So it's going to be our first Easy Being Green conservation volunteering day.
Cool.
Hopefully you're free.
Okay.
On the day.
And we will report
it's
back.
It'll be September 28th.
Fun.
So you'll hear more about that when it gets closer.
Great.
I love it. So sorry to drop that on you, but I saw the opportunity and I signed us up. So.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, cool. Thanks for listening. We hope that you got some good takeaways and are ready to challenge yourself and make those changes to your own home to, you know.
Yeah, just pick a few of these and
get
started.
Just start. Just start. That's the best way to do it. We all make mistakes, but you can start somewhere.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon.